is a WCLT sports presentation.
Here he goes.
It's time for the high school football game of the week on K98.7.
High school!
Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lickie Memorial Health Systems, Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center.
He's got a man open!
Trillium Farms, Mike's Roofing, and Win Waste Innovations.
Touchdown!
This is high school football on K98.7.
From Swank Field at Heath High School, it's homecoming for the Bulldogs as they entertain the Johnstown Johnnies as we get ready for LCL Cardinal play in the high school football game of the week on K98.7. Hi, everybody. Brian Mays, Garrett Wando. Welcome to what should be a good one between the Johnnies and the Dogs. These two teams usually battle for the league championship, and one who wins tonight will have the inside track at that particular trophy. Johnstown comes in with a record of 3-2. Back-to-back thrillers they've had, losing in overtime 2 weeks ago to Mount Vernon, but responding last week, winning in overtime over Watkins Memorial, 43-42. The Bulldogs are 1-4. Last week, they fell at home to Mount Vernon, a game we had right here on K98.7, by a final of 38-22. So, Garrett, you just kind of wonder. Johnstown should be up on a high after beating Watkins. We'll see what Heath wants to do after, again, a score that might be a little bit deceptive, because really Heath played right with Mount Vernon for three quarters, but the second quarter is the one that got away. But they've got to clean up some things if they want to beat the Johnnies tonight.
Yeah, I think, Heath, it's important for them. Take away the positives that happened in that second half. That fourth quarter specifically, we saw Braden Gibson struggle for the majority of the game for Heath, but it seemed like they changed the game plan up just slightly, dropping him back instead of rolling him out. When he was dropping back, he was incredibly more accurate with his balls, and that's when Heath was able to mount a little bit of a comeback. They were able to score. They got the onside kick, but it just wasn't quite enough to overcome the Yellow Jackets from last week. But I think it's really important, though, for Heath to get quarterback Braden Gibson on a hot start if they want to compete with the Johnnies tonight.
And I think consistency. If they can put some drives, consistent drives together, and just not let it, I think you brought it up, kind of just everything snowball, they've got a good chance to knock off the Johnnies.
Yeah, and they kind of had a very similar play style of a team to Johnstown last week with Mount Vernon. Johnstown's going to be very ground dominant. They're going to like to pound the rock, take a lot of time off the clock, too, while doing so. So Heath either has to, you know, force Johnstown off the field sooner rather than later so that Johnstown can't drain the majority of the clock.
Possessions will be few and far between tonight, and what you do with each of them will be critical. Up next, we'll hear from Heath head football coach Tim Ward. That's next as you're listening to the high school football game of the week on K98.7.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Score big on Football Friday Night at Whitener's Corner Grill and Pub. Located at the intersection of Routes 37 and 256, just 8 miles south of I-70. Best breakfast around 6 a.m. daily. Fuel up with our delicious pizza, wings, and the famous Andy the Bear Burger. Enjoy daily and nightly specials before or after the game. Heading to Buckeye Lake? Swing by our drive-thru for bait, beverages, and more. Join us at Whitener's Corner for a winning night.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
Coach, we get ready to start the LCL Cardinal, and this is always a very exciting time of the year. And last week against Mount Vernon, people might look at that score and say, well, was it a blowout? But you played right with them the first, third, and fourth quarters. The second quarter, it was a 17-0 difference when it just seemed like if anything went wrong, it did go wrong in that quarter. But overall, I thought the team was very, very competitive against a very good Division II program.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail right on the head. We lost the second quarter 17-0. We lost the game by 16 points.
Yep.
So the second quarter is obviously the big momentum change there. We talk about the guys all the time. We talk to the guys all the time about consistency. And we were pretty consistent for three out of the four quarters, and the one quarter we were inconsistent came back and bit us in the end. And so we just got to continue to work on that. And I know it sounds like a broken record, but you got to strive for as much consistency as you can every single day, and from play to play and from week to week.
But I did like the heart and fight of this ball club, especially after halftime. You did a block punt. They're up 31-8, and they think the game's over. And you guys really, I thought, turned it up and really did match their physicality and everything down the way. And, yeah, you want to win, and you want the consistency, but I love the way that team battled in the second half.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, I think that's something that we can take a lot of pride in. Obviously, wins are what we're searching for. But I try to teach the guys, and our coaching staff tries to teach the guys about never giving up, about being a fighter, and not just in football, in life. Things are going to come at you, and there are going to be times when things don't go your way. And you have a choice to either pack it in and hope that somebody else saves you, or you're backed up into a corner and fight your way out. And that's just the mentality that we try to preach with our guys all the time. Never stop fighting, and never let the guy next to you stop fighting.
Gibson, I thought in the second half, and we had him on the show Monday, but I thought he wasn't erratic in the first half, but I thought he settled down and seemed to throw the ball with more confidence in the second half.
Yeah, I agree. I think getting him out of the pocket a little bit, letting him move around, he doesn't necessarily look like he would be the greatest runner, but he's pretty effective when he gets outside the pocket. So I think by allowing him to move around a little bit, getting him out there, letting him make some plays with his feet, that kind of helped. And, I mean, a few of those plays in the second half where he delivered the ball where it needed to go, that was a play that was broken down. And again, he gets out of the pocket, he escapes, he has confidence in himself, and he goes and makes something happen. And so I think if he can build on that, it's another dynamic that we can kind of try to use as we get into league play.
Defensively, and just so everyone hears this, I'm making the comment, not coach. You didn't get a lot of breaks from some of the other plays that happened on that game, but you made Mount Vernon also earn everything. I think they had one big run from their quarterback, but it really was, I thought, a good physical matchup, especially up front. And you, yeah, they did some things, give them credit, but you guys really made them earn it, I thought.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, obviously 38 points is way too much to give up, but when the game's over, you look back and you realize there's two or three plays that probably swung the momentum of the game.
Yeah.
And it's pretty easy to sit here and say that a fourth down pass interference that may or may not have been defensive pass interference, a fourth down conversion for a touchdown, a dropped interception. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can look at, and we can blame a whole lot of different people on those kinds of things. And but I'm not ever one to point the finger at anybody but us. And by us, I mean me. We got to put those guys in situations where they can feel confident to do what we've taught them and to make the play. And regardless of what the outcome of the decision was, if we're able to separate, for instance, the ball in the corner of the end zone, which a lot of people think wasn't a touchdown, instead of focusing on the call on the field, I like to focus on why did we not separate the guy from the ball? Because if we separate the guy from the ball, there's no mistake in the call. And the pass interference, how do you want to call that? Well, I say let's go up and get the ball. And if we go up and get the ball, then there's no need for a pass interference call. So I try to focus on the things that we can do and that we can control. And anything outside of that is really not worth thinking about too much, I guess.
Johnstown comes in 3-2. They've had back-to-back overtime games. Maybe sprinkling in a little bit more of throwing the ball, but it's still running back by committee. And your guys up front have to be ready.
Absolutely. I mean, they are going to come at us like a typical Johnstown team, and that is a team that is big, that is physical, and that is ready to run the ball and try to stop the run. An old adage that I got from Coach Collier, and I'm sure he picked up from people before him, games like this are won by can you run the ball and can you stop the ball? Can you break tackles and can you make tackles? And so this week will be nothing short of that, and I expect us to try to rise to that occasion. Like you said, they do throw the ball a little bit more, but I think that's really just something to try to keep the defense on the toes. That is not who they are. They like to run the football.
And defensively, they're giving up almost 30 points a game, which is not Johnstown-like. I can't believe I'm saying this, but is there the potential for a shootout on Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, neither one of us are undefeated right now, but we've been in some shootouts over the last few years. We know each other very well. I think our defense is good enough to shut them down, and I think their defense is good enough to shut us down. But very rarely does that ever happen. We usually get into situations where there's big plays all over the field. I mean, you go back all the way back to 2016, my last year as a defensive coordinator. We're both 9-0 going into the final week of the season, and we have an absolute amazing shootout here at home. And it was a game that people still talk about now, 10 years later. The game was settled on a kickoff return with like a minute and a half to go in the game. Yeah. So I expect there to be a lot of big offense. Plays. I expect there to be big defensive plays, and regardless of whether it's high scoring or low scoring, we got to come out with one more point than they have.
Last question. We always talk sports, but it is homecoming, and I'm pretty sure if I cut you right now, it would bleed orange and brown. Talk about what this means, because it's a special week, and you are Heath through and through, but to have some alumni come back and just have the atmosphere, what does homecoming mean to Coach Ward?
Oh, man, I love it. I talk to the guys all the time this week. I tell them, hey, without football, there's no point in homecoming. That's what homecoming's all about. People come back to watch them play. I tell them I don't remember every single game I play in, but I remember my homecoming game. I've got one game. I've got a lot of stuff that hangs in the coach's office and in my classroom here, Heath memorabilia and stuff like that, but I've only got one game from when I played, and it was the homecoming my senior year. We won 28-0 over Granville, and that picture hangs in my office to this day. It's a special memory for me, and high school football is about creating those memories. And so the kids, I tell them all the time, you're going to remember this game. And for me, it's no different. I like you said, I bleed orange and brown. I love this place. I am a part of a family who my father played here. My son now plays here. I played here. There's only three families so far that can say that at the high school level: my family, the Stevens family, and the Klontz family. And so I'm fortunate enough to be able to coach all three of them right now, with Cam Stevens and David Klontz also into that mix. So, I mean, he's a relatively young school in comparison to a lot of the county schools. We didn't have a varsity football program until 1963. But I think you just look at what it means to everybody. I mean, we come to a football game, and Daniel Pettit's down on our sidelines helping us on Friday nights. He's an alumni. Austin Morrow is helping coach. He's an alumni. Shane Stevens is helping us coach. He's an alumni. Josh Craner helps coach. We got a lot of guys in our youth program that help coach. Fred Stinson, probably the best guy to ever do it for us. He helps work at the stadium every Friday night. I mean, you can just go down the list on so many people that I grew up watching play, or that I've had an opportunity to play with or to coach, and they're back here again. It's a special place, and there's nothing like playing at the Swank on homecoming.
Should be fun. Thank you, Coach. Good luck against the Johnnies.
Absolutely. Good dog.
This is the high school football game of the week on Kate 98.7.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Volunteering is a great way to stay active and engaged in your community. Lickey Memorial Hospital will host the Polly Mitchin Volunteer Recruitment Event on Tuesday, September 30th from 3 to 4:30 p.m. in the John and Mary Alford Pavilion. Attendees can talk with current volunteers to learn about the vital role that volunteers play in providing support and comfort to patients and visitors. For more information, contact the volunteer office at 220-564-4084.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lickey Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Right now, there's a moment of silence for some Heath alumni that have recently passed away. And now we will get ready for Heath and Johnstown. But before we do that, we will have the playing of our national anthem.
Yes, everyone with the same. Gentlemen, also remove your hats. And everyone that placed their right hand over their heart as members of the American Legion Post 771 raised their colors. And tonight, our national anthem is performed by the Heath High School Choir Programs under the direction of Mr. Martini.
And before we kick things off, let's pause for station identification. This is the High School Football Game of the Week on Tate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Tate 98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandel, Swinefield, Heath, and Johnstown. This has been a great battle over the last 10 years. Heath leads at 6-4, Johnstown winning last year convincingly at home at Frank Chambers Stadium by a final of 42-13. That snapped a five-game losing streak against the Bulldogs, and we'll see what happens tonight. And Heath gets the ball to start first, Garrett, so we'll see. Does that momentum carry over from the second half that they had against Mount Vernon, against a Johnstown defense, as I mentioned to Coach Ward, giving up a lot of points, but still very physical.
Right, and this does have the potential to be a shootout, like you said, and I think Heath has to be aware of that, too, is, you know, you want to rely on your defense, and you'd like to, you know, hold them to as little points as possible, but you also have to be prepared for a shootout. Johnstown, in all three of their victories, they've scored 40-plus points. So, really, that's, I think, the number you need to look at here, too, if you're Heath. Keep them under 40 points. Each time Johnstown scored under 40 is both the times that they've lost so far this year.
Bulldogs in their brown tops and orange pants. Johnstown in all white. And as Heath receives this opening kickoff, they will be going left to right to start things off. Beautiful evening here in Licking County once again. She comes through, delivers almost every Friday night. Thank you, Mother Nature.
Yep.
Good crowd tonight for homecoming, and Johnstown bringing a bunch on the road as well as the Johnnies and the Dogs get ready to kick things off our high school football game of the week right here on Tate 98.7. And the opening kickoff is underway. It's a line drive kick that will be fielded at the 20, picked up at the 25 now, and a decent return for Heath up to about the 35-yard line, and that's where they will start. First and 10. Tim Ward in his ninth season with a record of 54-37. Mike Carter, 24 years at Johnstown, 179-85. Coming off the Cardinal Championship last year, going 9-1 in the regular season, losing in the first round of the playoffs. And they are trying to get back there. If you're looking at the computer points already, which I am, they are currently ninth in their region in computer points. But a lot will be decided between now and the final week of the regular season to see what happens. And the Bulldogs feel if they win out, they will get into the postseason as well. But it's got to start tonight against Johnstown. First and 10 and a handoff and a huge loss in the backfield. Tristan Jones, the ball carrier, but he's not even close to the line of scrimmage. Big stop by Johnstown on first down.
Yeah, that's not how you wanted to start this opening drive here tonight for the Bulldogs. Loss of about three that time. Kind of putting your offense in a passing situation now. And it'll be interesting to see. You know, you saw Coach Ward. We heard him say he wants to keep Gibson rolling out of the pocket. But when we saw him start to get his passes going, we didn't see as much as that, much of that from last week.
Second down and 13 from the 32. Gibson to throw. And it's a screen, wideout screen, and a catch made, getting back to the line of scrimmage, and then picking up a few extra yards to about the 40-yard line. That is Carter Mason. So Mason with the first catch, and a good pickup on second and long to the 40, making it third and five.
Yeah, nice little chunk of yardage that time on second down, a little bit more manageable now. Third and five, still probably going to look for a pass here, I would expect, from Heath on third down. But if you're Heath, homecoming, crowds into it, and 2 yards coming off that loss. Don't want to start off this tonight by going a three and out.
Two wideouts to the near side, one to the far side on third and five. Gibson will roll to the right, looking, firing, and that pass way over the intended receiver, Mason. He was open and would have had enough for a first down, but it falls to the turf, and it's three and out for the Dogs, and the Johnnies get it done defensively and will get the ball.
Yeah, he had his receiver open that time in the flat. Probably would have, if he was able to complete that, enough green grass in front of him to get the first down, but just overthrew him a tad that time. And
fourth and five, J.J. Holloway will punt, standing back at his 30-yard line. So three and out for Heath. Holloway gets the snap. He had it blocked last week, and they got in there. Didn't block it, but rushed it a little bit. He does get a good bounce, and we'll think. I think he goes inside the Johnstown 35. Yep, at the Johnstown 33. So that's where the Johnnies will get it. It is running back by committee, but don't be surprised if two or three get over 100 yards rushing. They pound and pound and pound you, and we'll see what they do on first and 10 now at the 33-yard line. 10:15 remains in this first quarter. Just underway here at Swain Field. Luke Carter, the junior, is the quarterback. And it always makes me feel good seeing a little I formation to start things off. And that's what the Johnnies do. Handoff goes to, let's see who that was. I think it was Ryan Sager. Nope, check. Yep, it was Sager. See, my eyes aren't that bad. They're not great, but they're not that bad. So Sager gets about 3 yards, second down and seven.
Yeah, we're likely, I'd expect he'd have a similar defensive game plan this week than they did last week against Mount Vernon.
Landon Myers, the fullback, and the senior goes across the 40. And again, Coach Woody Hayes would have loved this. 3 yards in a cloud of dust. 3 yards here, 3 yards there, and it's third and three.
Well, it keeps you on schedule, and as long as you're picking up, you know, those three-yard intervals on each down, you're pretty much be on schedule here. And then it gets you to in third and short situations, right? And in third down, you want to have the playbook open.
Carter hands it off to Sager, and he will have enough for a Johnny first down. Powers off the left side to the 45, and a first down there, first one of the game, and Johnstown has it.
Yeah, nice conversion that time for the Johnnies. Three plays, three runs, good for about 11 yards. And basically, for Heath, you got to be careful, too. What we saw last week with Mount Vernon, they'd start out running the ball a lot. They try to lull you to sleep. Then they might do a play action or might take a shot on first and second down. So Heath has to be careful, too, in case the quarterback decides to throw it.
Myers gets it on the inside handoff. This time he has stopped after little to no gain as the Bulldogs' front four gets in there that time. It'll be second down and nine. They'll give him one.
Hey, nice job by that defensive front by the Bulldogs. That's what they have to do to get the Johnnies off the field is win on first down, really first and second down. Force a third and long so it's a passing situation on third down. Get Johnstown out of their comfort zone on offense.
Second and nine from the 46. And Carter will roll to his right, looking to throw, fires, and over the intended receiver, Christian Campisi. And you caught it. Good call right there, my friend. Get them out of their comfort zone, and that pass incomplete.
Yeah, now it's third and long. This is exactly what Heath was wanting to do. And good job, too, by the Heath defense. They stayed honest that time. The receivers aren't running anything, past the first down marker, but still, the Heath defensive backs staying disciplined. We saw them struggle early in the game last week against Mount Vernon, but I think last week was just a good learning experience. Pretty much set the template for the Giants offense.
Third and nine. Carter will keep it. Makes a couple of nice moves. I think that was a quarterback run all the way, even though it looked like he was trying to throw. But he gets into Heath territory to the 48, and it's fourth down and four, and I think the Johnnies are going to go for it.
Yeah, I mean, they're on the Heath 48. I guess they are. It looks like it right now, at least.
Under center, Carter, handoff, Sager, not even close. The Dogs will gain tackle and a turnover on downs. Wow. So Heath will get the ball at the 48 of their 48-yard line. Turnover, and we remain scoreless, 0-0. Interesting call.
Yeah, I mean, I have a feeling, maybe Johnstown thinking it's going to be a shootout, right? Going for it there on fourth down, trying to get points out off your opening drive. Obviously, it doesn't pay off for him that time, but I think Heath that time winning on first down, forced Johnstown to throw it there on second down, forced the incompletion, and that's what kind of forced that fourth down failure.
Bulldogs first and 10 at the 48. Gibson, fake handoff. He is looking deep, looking long. He's got a man open. Catches dropped. Oh, at the 10-yard line. Quentin Sunkel had it, and he had a touchdown. That might be the best ball I've ever seen Gibson throw. It was in stride on the money at the 10, but it falls incomplete.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's a shame it was wasted. But, yeah, Gibson threw that one about 35, 40 yards downfield, basically in stride. If that was caught, that was for sure going to go for six. But, I mean, you can't. You just got to move on, though,
yep.
If you're the Heath offense. You can't get stuck up on one play.
Second and 10. Gibson, inside handoff to Stevens. He makes a couple of nice moves and will get very close to the first down. Good hard run by Stevens. He had the huge run last week for the touchdown. And I think it is 10 yards enough for a first down.
Yeah, nice run there on second down. Moving the chains.
First down, Heath at the Johnny 42-yard line. 7:12 remains in this opening stanza. Scoreless between these two LCL Cardinal rivals. A couple wideouts come to the near side. Sunkel and Ward on this first and 10. Stevens in the backfield, Gibson to throw. Looks, fires, catch made. Getting the first down to about the 30-yard line. And that's Joe Ward making the catch. So Joe's first catch of the evening. And another first down for Heath, back-to-back.
Yeah, I like the play call there on first down. Just a little short drop back pass. And once again, Gibson on the money there. So far on this second drive while throwing the football. I mean, right now your offense is flowing. You've been able to run it. You've been able to throw it. So the playbook is wide open. Johnstown really doesn't know what to expect here on first down.
Same setup on this first and 10 at the Johnstown 30. Gibson will throw again. It's out to J.J. Holloway. Trying to make one man miss, but he can't. And then another comes in to wrap him up behind the line of scrimmage. So that wide receiver screen goes nowhere. Johnny's, again, very quick on the outside. And a two-yard loss.
Yeah, I think that was Preston Carey that originally blew that play up. He did have a receiver out there to block for him, but Carey just blew through him. Got some contact on the receiver, which kind of blew that whole play up.
Second down, 12 from the Johnstown 32. Gibson in the gun. Holloway comes in motion to the left side. Here's the inside handoff, Stevens. Gets a little bit of a push back to the original line of scrimmage, and it'll be third and 10 from there.
Yeah, you got those yards that you lost on that wide receiver screen back, but still can be third and long. And they are at the 30 for Johnstown, so probably will be four down territory. So I would probably just let my offense know, look, probably going to go for it here on fourth down for able to pick up, you know, 5-6 yards. So if it isn't, if, you know, if the read that isn't there to pick up the first down, don't worry about it. Just try to get some positive yards here on third down.
Third and 10. Gibson in the gun. Johnstown brings a little bit of heat. Now a late blitz comes in. Gibson eludes one man and is able to get rid of it. It does fall incomplete, but he does avoid the sack back at the 35, but it will be fourth and 10 from the 30. So you're looking at a 47-yard field goal from here, or do you go for it? And I think they're going to go for it.
Yeah, it's probably what I'd lean to, but yeah, that time they roll Gibson out to the left side, and I mean, we talked about last game, whenever we see Gibson roll out, it just seems like he's not as comfortable as he is dropping
right.
back. Even
right.
just on that opening drive, on that third down, he had a receiver open. He was rolling out, though, and he couldn't, you know, step into his throw and make an accurate pass. So we'll see what they decide to do on fourth down.
But before they do, they're going to call a timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:51, scoreless, the high school football game of the week on Kate 98.7.
Do you come home to find your trash thrown all over the ground, driveway, or yard? Or are you just tired of paying too much just to get rid of your trash? Call Shackelford's Disposal today, offering a weekly residential trash service at honest and fair pricing. Shackelford's also offers commercial and dumpster services for your weekend and construction projects. So call Shackelford's Disposal at 740-366-0001, where you get the real deal.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Lincoln County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net, and that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on Kate 98.7.
Fourth down and 10, Gibson back to throw, and the pass is intercepted by Johnstown near about the 3-yard line. And returning it to just across the 20-yard line is Tyler Sheets. That ball was kind of thrown up there, and you kind of think almost like a punt.
Yeah, I mean, Bayless, he hesitated. His receiver didn't get the separation he wanted. I mean, you kind of do just have to have the awareness. So it's fourth down. You might as well throw it up than taking a sack. So, it kind of worked like about 9-yard punt there. So better than, an incompletion or taking a sack in that situation.
First turnover of the game, second possession for Johnstown just outside their 20. And here's, again, an inside handoff for about 6 yards. That is Sager again. His fourth carry, giving six, second and four.
Yeah, that time Johnstown doing a good job there on first down. They pick up 6 yards. So now, this set of downs, Heath is behind schedule defensively, backs against the wall. Johnstown essentially has two plays to pick up 4 yards here, likely be on the ground.
Just across the 25, so we'll actually make it second and five for the Johnnies. Here's Myers, the fullback. He will get a couple of yards. They are going to say he's down. So two more, and it's back to your third and three, Garrett.
Yeah, I mean, a big part. Big part is running the football. Yes, you stay on schedule, you're able to get it, hopefully, a third and short, right? And when you say third and short, you're wanting, third and three and under, preferably, right? You know, third and shorts, so that you have the option to run the football to pick up the first down realistically.
3.5, first quarter, scoreless. Johnstown Heath, third and three for the Johnnies at their 27. Carter under center. Handoff Sager goes to the right side, makes a couple of nice moves, and gets the first down to the 32. That looked like it may not make it, but he had a nice burst off the right side and a little bit of a hurdle and gets the first down.
Yeah, it was a nice little hurdle he had there, which I think just gave him just enough there for the first down. It looked like initially he was going to get dropped in the backfield. Heath,
has done a good job, though, on the line of scrimmage defensively. They've been matching Johnstown really blow for blow. No ground really given up on either side.
First and 10 at the 32. Sager again, and they come up. That was an open hole on the left side, but J.J. Holloway and a couple of others come up and really shut that down after 2 yards.
Yeah, it looked like there was going to be some open field that time, but like you said, Holloway saw it, shot the gap, and completely blew up that play. And that's a good job, too, for Heath, because now we see they won first down, right, on this set of downs. So now it's really up to them, I'd say, really, on the second down to try to make this a 3rd and 5+ for Johnstown here.
Currently it's 2nd and 8. Carter, handoff Myers. Oh, and he is met behind the line and goes down. Big play right there for the Bulldogs. That is Colin McLean. And he met Myers head on. Generous spot will get him back to the line, but it's 3rd and 8. So we'll see what the Johnnies do here. They've only attempted one pass that did fall incomplete, but you would assume they will throw it here, but you never know. 3rd and 8 from there, 35, under 2 minutes. Taking a while for the play to come in here. In fact, they're just now going to break the huddle at 6 seconds. Going to have to. So both teams using a timeout. Johnstown uses theirs at a minute 40 in this opening quarter as we are scoreless. Licking County Locker Room coming up this Monday. We'll be featuring the Utica Redskins, talking football and volleyball. Volleyball's having a career season, already topping their win totals from the last couple of years. And the football team, Charlie Rowley, doing a great job with that program and getting them as competitive as they've ever been. So we'll talk football and volleyball with Utica Monday at Ship Brothers, live 6:30. You can join us or listen right here on Kate 98.7. So what do you think the Johnnies call here? I mean, they have no problem running the football on 3rd and 8, or do you think they try to go to the air?
I think you got to go to the air here. I mean, if you're realistically wanting to try to convert this 3rd down, which I could also see them just kind of, I don't want to say forfeit the possession, but running the football and kind of seeing what happens, but not expecting to pick up the 1st down. Just a bit of a safer option because, I mean, the minute 40 left in the first quarter, it is looking like it might be a lower scoring game, at least just through one quarter. Points might be coming at a premium. So, yeah, I guess it just depends, too, how comfortable Johnstown is throwing the football, turning it over on their side of the field here.
They go into the pistol on 3rd and 8, and Carter will go back to throw in the pocket. Fires. A lot of contact. Is the catch made? I think it is. And they're going to say yes at the 46-yard line.
Wow.
Catch is made by Grayson Goodman, tight end. Garrett's favorite position to get a catch received, and the tight end gets it enough for a 1st down.
Well, tight ends are quarterback's best friend on 3rd down,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's an old saying. So, yeah, just a great pitch and catch right there by Johnstown. They extend the drive.
1st and 10 at their 46. Carter, a little option now. Sager in the backfield trying to make something happen, and he will really struggle to get back to the line of scrimmage, but that's a pretty good effort because J.J. Holloway was right there to meet him, but he does get back to the line, 2nd and 10.
Yeah, so far Heath's been doing a good job. I mean, they pretty much neutralized the ground on defense. The only time Johnstown has really got anything productive is that one pass. I mean, they were able to pick up a few 1st downs on the ground, but for the most part, nothing really for the Johnnies on the ground tonight so far.
2nd and 10 at the 46. Carter under center. Inside handoff Myers. That's a big hole into Heath territory to the 49, and it'll make it 3rd and manageable from the Dogs 49. Myers, that's his best run. He'd kind of been stymied a little bit, but now he's got 4 carries for 13 yards.
Yeah, that was a big play there on 2nd down because it does make it a lot more manageable here for Johnstown. The 3rd and 10 turns into 3rd and 5. So I don't want to say pass is completely out of the equation, but
and Carter will keep it
And he is going to be all the way back to their 43. Holloway comes in. He has been all over the field defensively in this first quarter, which will come to an end scoreless. Johnstown and Heath on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Does your family have your carpet a mess? It's time for a flooring makeover. Hello, I'm Charlie from Church Street Floor Coverings, and we're here to help find you the most family-friendly, durable floor coverings available. You can trust us with all of your floor covering needs. Stop in and check out the many products we have to offer. A free estimate will allow you to see how competitive we are. We're located across from Licking County Family YMCA. And be sure to tell them Charlie sent you.
This is Chris from K-Steps Auto Body. There's a common misperception in the world that a dealership may be the best place to have your car fixed. And I understand why people might think that. You see the logo, and you assume that they're certified or they've had the training. There is vehicle-specific training that we take. There's vehicle-specific tools that we've purchased. But if your vehicle comes into K-Steps, we're going to have somebody that's been trained on that particular make, and more than likely that particular model, to get your car safely and efficiently put back on the road. K-Steps.com.
K-Steps, quality you can trust.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Start the second quarter with a punt by Johnstown that will be fair caught by Suckle at the 20, so Heath will get it for the third time. Scoreless first quarter.
Yeah, nice clean first quarter, too. No penalties. Which is, I want to say, one of the few times, and maybe the only time.
I think you can say that.
It's happened so far this season, for us at least. Past couple games, lots of penalties, I want to say. Both teams near double digits.
Well, you get the importance of it. It's late play. These two teams know each other, and they know that the winner of this game, no disrespect to the other teams and the Cardinal, but you're going to have the inside track here moving forward to capture a league championship. I believe since 2017, it's been one of these teams, except for Newark Catholic, 1 year, that has won the league championship. Cam Stevens, the ball carrier there, and he will get a hard-earned yard on first down.
Yeah, I think for Heath, you just keep mixing it up, I'd say. You know, run, pass, let one of them kind of separate from one another and allow it to open up the other. I just say the main thing is, if you do decide to pass with Gibson, try to limit him rolling out. So far, at least that sample we saw in the first half, each time he rolled out, nothing good came out of it. When he dropped back, he just looks a lot more comfortable and a lot more accurate.
Second and nine, Gibson to throw, in the pocket, fires. Garawondo was a genius, ladies and gentlemen. Stayed in the pocket, fires a bullet, and a catch is made. Sunkle, nice to see him get that after that drop ball. Get him a nice catch right there, and it's third and short.
Yeah, you got to have a short memory, right? I'd say for receiver and defensive back, right? Because the highs are high and the lows are low. So, but like you said, nice to get that bit of a confidence booster there. It also sets up Heath for a third and one.
Crucial third and one right here. Their own 29-yard line in this second quarter. Gibson in the gun. A little bit longer of a count. He will give it off to Stevens. Good burst on the right side. I think he got enough. It's a little bit far of our angle. We'll see.
Boy,
if they're marking it there, I think it's short.
I think it's short, and this is why. His body cross, but the way his ball was, right? Like his left shoulder, but he was holding the ball on his right side. So the left part of his body crossed it, but his right part, I think, went out of bounds before crossing it.
No surprise. Coach Ward looking to maybe go for it here on fourth and one from their 29.
Well, wasn't it Johnstown?
It was Johnstown.
Well, 5 years ago or 4 years ago?
From his own 10 twice. He got it once, didn't get it a second time, but his defense bailed him out. He's going to call a timeout and think about this. And I did ask his players Monday. I said, you know, you've got a coach that's a gambler and really believes in you. And they both said, and it was Holloway and Gibson, yeah, we know. We know he's going to give us the chance to make a play. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But you get the respect of your players when he knows, it's my call, but I'm giving you guys the chance to do it. I don't know that I'd have the guts to do it.
Well, I think as a player, I think you got to love like a coach like that, that goes for it and isn't afraid to go for it on fourth down, especially in their own side of the field, right? Because as an offense, you feel like you can get it no matter what, right? I mean, they're going out there right now. It looks like they're setting up to go for it. They think they're going to get it.
Well, this will be a big momentum shift one way or another at 10:29, second quarter, fourth and one. Heath from their 29. Gibson goes under center. He keeps it, and it looks like a good surge across the 30, and that's a first down. So hopefully the line didn't jump like the Eagles do on a quarterback sneak, but first down Bulldogs to the 32.
Yeah. It's an old-fashioned quarterback sneak that time for the Bulldogs at work. Pick up about two there. Keep the drive going. And, yeah, I think that's big, more importantly, just that they didn't turn it over right there.
Yeah.
Right? Because you do get the sense, I mean, we'll see how this game plays out, but maybe a little bit of a lower-scoring game than we might initially thought.
At the 32, and here's a handoff, and that looks to be, I think, Holloway across the 35 to about the 36. He does get his first carry of the night for 4 yards. Second down and 6 there for Heath.
And it's a solid pickup there on first down. I kind of want to see. I think he should probably. I feel like they should take another shot here on second down, 6. You're not in a horrible situation if you don't get it.
They will do an inside handoff, and that's going to work for another first down. Little misdirection, or maybe fake misdirection there, right up the middle, and it will be a first down.
Yeah, Heath running game is starting to find some success here on this drive. It had a little short bursts, but it's just enough to keep the drive rolling.
And you want to keep that high-powered Johnstown offense on the sidelines as best you can. Because the Johnnies, even though they run the football a lot, they score a ton. First and 10, Heath 43. And another big hole up the middle, Stevens. And he will get about 7 to midfield.
Yeah, great. Really 3 back-to-back-to-back runs that time by the Bulldogs. All for, what, 4, 6, and 6? So
yeah.
They've been moving them. Yeah, doing a really good job of just moving the ball. I mean, I just continue to run it. Make Johnstown stop you. You're not only moving the football, but you're taking time off the clock, like you said, keeping that Johnstown offense off in the field.
At midfield, second down and 3. Gibson, handoff up the middle. Stevens, I think the offensive coaches have found something. First down, Heath.
Yeah, it's been working the past 4 plays now. 2 first downs are in Johnstown territory, and I think Johnstown would have to try to adjust.
At the 44 of the Johnnies, first and 10, Heath, under 8 to play, second quarter. We are scoreless. Gibson.
Yeah, same formation.
Yeah, same formation. He's under center, and it's a fullback, and a couple of yards. A little bit better job that time by the Johnnies front wall. McLean with the carry. And we'll call it second down and a long 8.
Yeah, Johnny's halting the momentum a little bit right there by the Bulldogs.
Do you run it here or throw?
I would throw. I think if you're going to draw back with Gibson, right, I mean, I would throw it. I like the way he's been throwing the football all night when he's dropping back. He looks comfortable. I mean, I would love to see him take another shot. I mean, that shot play in the first quarter would have been a touchdown.
Same formation, and it's Gibson was not able to get the handoff unless it was a fake handoff, and he was going to throw, but he was drilled all the way back to the 48.
Yeah.
Johnstown came in there. I think it was Myers came in and just blasted him.
Yeah, I think they were going to do the play action there. It looks like some receivers are running some routes downfield, but, yeah, Johnstown completely decimated that offensive line that time, and that's kind of a blown-up play. I mean, Gibson couldn't even turn around. He barely tucked the football back in before getting hit.
That was prime for a fumble. Third and 14 for Heath at the Johnstown 48. Gibson to throw. In the pocket, fires, catch made, but not for much yardage. Back to the line of scrimmage at about the 44. That's Sunkel again getting his second catch. And I would imagine, since it's 4th and 10, you punt this thing.
Yeah.
Make Johnstown go to the length of the field if you can.
Yeah, I agree there. I think the way the game's going, I mean, you're already under six to play here. It's still scoreless. You just got to kind of really play the field position game, right? And you got to hopefully pin them inside the 20. You send your defense out there that's been playing great so far tonight. Hope for a three and out, and you're set up basically right where you punted it.
Montgomery is the kicker on the punt and breaking a couple of tackles and getting up to the 30, 35-yard line and a hard hit. I don't see a flag yet. And I guess there's not going to be one. We'll take a break. 5:35. We're scoreless on the high school football game of the week on Kate 98.7.
Lukehart Heating and Cooling has the experience, knowledge, professionalism, and quality service you'd expect from a Lennox Premier dealer. This earned distinction means you'll receive outstanding installation, maintenance, and service on your home's heating and cooling system. Call Lukehart Heating and Cooling at 740-344-5497 and ask about rebates, or visit LukehartHeating.com to learn more about how we can make your home's comfort perfect. Ohio License 38151.
Attention, veterans and families in the Pataskala area. The Licking County Veterans Service Commission is proud to announce a new way to serve you better. A remote office right in your neighborhood at the BMV in Pataskala is now open. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., we are here for you. I'm Adam Reed, a dedicated expert with 7 years of experience at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission, ready to help you with your compensation, pension claims, and solving any other concerns you may have. Reach us today by calling 740-670-5430 at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission.
This is the high school football game of the week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Here come the Johnnies. Landon Myers, 17-yard burst on second down and six, takes it to the Heath 43-yard line. First and 10 there for Johnstown. Scoreless at 4.5 before halftime. Sager, nice run right there. All of a sudden, Johnstown's offensive line starting to push a little bit. Sager gets inside the 40 to about the 36.
Yeah, it seems like they've been getting some momentum here on this drive. Kind of felt like when this Johnstown offense was going to wake up. Had a rough first quarter and really just a rough outing on offense up until this latest drive. They've been moving the ball pretty well. A couple big runs here, and really just importantly, too, second down and five here. They're just winning on first down.
Myers avoids a couple of tackles in the backfield. Heath was there, but he avoids them and gets very close to a first down. Might be about a yard shy. It will be third and one.
Yeah, Johnstown's done a solid job tonight so far on third down. So 3 for 5. But, I mean, if you're Heath, you got to try to force a fourth down decision here at least, because already 3:30 to go. Johnstown's looking to keep this all the way until the half and probably, hopefully, score for them.
Third and one. Myers, first down. Takes it to about the 30. That'll be easily enough. And, I mean, they want to keep the ball all the way till halftime, and they get the ball to start the second half. This is a huge possession for both teams.
Yeah, that's their system, right? Their machine. The machine's working for Johnstown right now, right? This is what they do best, is bleed the clock and score, right? This is right when this offense works at its best.
Sager, I tell you what, Holloway's having a heck of a football game. That was a one-on-one tackle, and he gets maybe a yard there, but that was one-on-one with Sager, and Holloway took him to the turf. If he doesn't tackle him, it's an easy 8-9 yard pickup. Looked like there was a little discussion, a potential face mask or something.
I'm not sure what it was. That's what I would assume.
Second down, Carter, it's Myers. They just go back and forth, and they punish you. It's Sager Myers. Myers off the left side that time, and again, it's third and three, exactly where Coach Carter wants it, 2:20 to go before half.
Right, and, I mean, you don't have to snap this ball until under 2 minutes to go, and you're probably going to go for it if you don't pick it up, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you got to think here. I mean, first things first, they got to get the stop. If I get the stop, I'm calling a timeout.
Third down,
Sager breaks a tackle inside the 20. That'll be a first down. Gets knocked out of bounds, but it will be a Johnstown first down at the 18. Not that they were playing poorly, but it just seems like they have a whole new burst of energy on this drive.
Yeah, I think you're just getting some momentum rolling, getting some confidence. Heath was, I was shocked how well Heath was handling the run. I mean, Johnstown, their offense is averaging over 40 points per game so far this season, held to zero so far.
At the 18, first and 10, Myers up the gut for a couple of yards to the 16. Bulldogs have one timeout left, Johnstown with two. So they are in no rush at 1:45 before halftime.
Well, I think you got to play a little bit of tempo here if you're Johnstown. If you want to continue running the ball, you're still, at the 18-yard line. So unless you pick up a big 18-yard touchdown run, you're still going to probably need four or five, six plays to get in the end zone.
Carter, Sager, hit behind the line, breaks two tackles, takes it inside the 10, gets out of bounds, and it'll be first and goal of the Johnnies with 1:21. That's a big enough play with the clock stopped as well, and they'll have it first and goal with a chance to get on the board first.
Well, yeah, that broken tackle is just killer. It would have been third and long. And now it's third and one.
Yeah, I apologize. Third and one from the 9-yard line. And the clock is moving, which I find odd. But it's Sager, breaks two more tackles, and gets hit about the 5-yard line. 51 seconds left.
Yes, if you're Johnstown, no need to go crazy. You're going to probably have to start to play some tempo, definitely. 47 and counting here. You do have two timeouts. I would expect probably them to burn a timeout here if they don't get in the end zone on first and goal.
Clock is running. First and goal from the 6. They come up to the line. Carter under center. Hand off Sager. Breaks two tackles. House call for the Johnnies at 31 seconds to go before the break. Johnstown takes it right down the field. All runs. And they take a 6-0 lead with 31 ticks to go.
That was just classic Johnstown drive right there.
It was.
I'm not even sure. How much time did they get the ball with left? I want to say at least around 4:50.
That was a good 5-minute drive.
So, they took 5 minutes off. They scored. And two, just leaving 30 seconds on the clock before halftime.
Extra point. High enough. And good. 31 seconds to go. Halftime, 6-7-0. Johnstown leads it on the high school football game of the week on Kate 98.7.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel's Newark office right off the downtown square or online at hummelgrp.com.
This is Chris from KSAP's Auto Body. There's a common misperception in the world that a dealership may be the best place to have your car fixed. And I understand why people might think that. You see the logo, and you assume that they're certified or they've had the training. There is vehicle-specific training that we take. There's vehicle-specific tools that we've purchased. But if your vehicle comes into KSAP's, we're going to have somebody that's been trained on that particular make, and more than likely that particular model, to get your car safely and efficiently put back on the road. K-SAPS.com.
KSAP's, quality you can trust.
You're listening to the high school football game of the week, brought to you by KSAP's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on Kate 98.7.
9 plays, 64 yards, all on the ground, capped off by a 6-yard touchdown run by A.J. Sager. 7-0, Johnstown leads it. Line drive kick will be fielded by Heath. They'll bring it across the 30. Up to the 35-yard line with 24 seconds to go. One timeout left at the 35. Let's see if Heath tries to be aggressive here or says, okay, it's a one-score game. Let's just take that to the break.
Yeah, I'd say first down, take your shot. If it's not there, just kneel it, head to the locker room. Game's not over by a long shot. Just 7-0. But yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. They only do have one timeout. I think that's probably going to be the deciding factor whether or not they decide to do anything here before halftime.
Gibson in the gun on first and 10. Stevens comes in motion to the right side. Here's a handoff to Stevens up to about the 38. And that probably will do it for the first half. As we're at 10 seconds. No rush. And yep, that will do it. Quick moving first half. Both teams can score, but we're not seeing... Well, hold the phone, Jack. We're going to call a timeout at 1:03.
Oh, okay, so I get it.
Do you?
Yeah, he's going to take a Hail Mary shot here.
Well, it's a long throw from the 38.
Well, you know, I mean, not literally.
I'm like, I've seen some quarterbacks throw it, but that's a long throw.
I mean, if they're going to try to do something, a shot play, right? See if they can get something to get it. Yeah, it's a long shot, but it's 1.3 seconds, right? So if you do turn it over, you know, hopefully they don't return it for a touchdown. As long as they don't return it for a touchdown, you're fine. But
which, I go back to last year, Granville and Dover, the field goal right before halftime, blocked, scoop, and score.
Right. Well, this isn't a field goal.
But it's still, they ran it down. You got to be careful. Well, a fumble.
I gotcha. I would, I think right now, timeout, just say, hey, if it's there, go for it. But if you're confident, you think, all right, so this is going to be probably a pick. Just throw it out. Let's go. All right. It's a long shot. We'll see if we can see some points. Yeah, you saw Nebraska, Michigan last week, right?
And we saw how that ended up, too, at the end. Gibson to throw. Deep, deep drop. Back to his 25. And he almost did lose it. He gets sacked. Sometimes the old guys know what they're talking about. He gets sacked back to the 35, but it is no harm done. Entertaining first half here at Swain Field. Johnstown opens up with a 7-0 lead over the Dogs as we kick off the LCL Cardinal. We'll recap the first half after this timeout on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Your college experience should be built just for you, supporting everything you value most. That's why Ohio University delivers the high-quality education we're known for right here on our Zanesville campus. Whether you're a full-time student or working full-time, Ohio's affordable, flexible degrees are always in demand in our community and can take you anywhere. Earn a degree in your own backyard on your own terms and move your career and your community forever forward. Learn more at ohio.edu/Zanesville.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
We are at halftime at Swank Field. Johnstown leading Heath by a score of 7-0. Both teams, not much going on in the first quarter. Heath did drive down to the 30-yard line of Johnstown, and then fourth and long did throw an interception. Johnstown also had it in Heath territory, went for it on fourth down, but they were shut down. And back and forth we went, but then final drive basically of the second quarter, Johnstown got moving with their offense on the ground, 64 yards, 9 plays, no throws. 6-yard touchdown run by Sager with the extra point good. And we have ourselves a 7-0 ball game here, Garrett.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a fast-moving first half, really. Just both the teams focusing on the running attack majority. Obviously, renewed that with Johnstown. Heath was mixing it up somewhat, but why is it 7-0 and not 7-7? Heath had a chance in that first quarter. Perfect throw by Bayless, but it was dropped. They would have had an easy touchdown right there, but that's a missed opportunity by the Bulldogs. Just something that pops out to me here looking. Third down conversions, Johnstown 5-for-7, Heath 0-for-3.
Mm.
So I think it's important, too, with how Johnstown dominated the time of possession, especially towards the end of that second quarter, is that Heath needs to get off the field on third down and to make the third downs easier on themselves. The majority of that last drive, I want to say they picked about three first downs off third down conversions because they were third and short. The Heath defense, they did a good job in that first half against Johnstown off the field because when they got them into third down situations, you know, it was third and five plus. So they need to try to get back to doing that on defense. And then offensively, I think for Heath, just continue to mix up the throw and the pass. I think that it was wasn't a bad first half. I mean, you look at the scoreboard, it's zero. But I think they only got the ball, I think, three times.
Yeah.
So, but that's something, too, you have to keep in your mind. If the first half goes like out, and that's with receiving the football, right?
Right.
So Johnstown gets the ball to start the second half. So if you're realistically, if you're Heath here, you got to say, all right, well, at worst here, we're only going to get the ball three times. We got to make each of these possessions count. So we might see, as a result of that, and especially how this first drive goes for Johnstown, we might see a very aggressive Heath offense in the second half.
Well, and it reminds me of our game last year at Northridge with the Vikings and the Johnnies. It was 7-0 at halftime, and Northridge had opportunities, and, you know, for whatever reason, it didn't work out. And then Johnstown just, their strength and their power in the second half wore down Northridge. And I'm sure Coach Carter saying, we score on this opening drive, that's ballgame.
Yeah.
Two scores is going to be very hard to come up against us. So, again, it's critical, as it always is, to start that third quarter. But I think Johnstown says if we can drive it down the field 6-7 minutes off the clock,
right,
this game is ours on the road.
Well, that's the key, too, I think, for them, is if they can bleed, like you said, 6-7 minutes off the clock, it's definitely going to put Heath in a big hole. And it just, I think it goes back to winning on those first and second downs on defense for Heath, putting Johnstown, forcing Johnstown in uncomfortable situations. I want to say just one completion so far tonight for Johnstown.
That's it. But it was on third down.
Yeah, it was on third down. But, you know, force them to do that, right? I mean, historically speaking, that's not how Johnstown is going to, you know, consistently move the ball down the field or convert on third down conversion. So if you're Heath, just try to do that. And then really, just got to really focus on coming out of the locker room, trying to get Johnstown off the field as soon as possible. Because, yeah, that'll rate the game's going. Three, maybe four possessions for the Bulldogs in the second half.
7-0 our score. Johnstown leads Heath. Our halftime will continue with tonight in Ohio high school football with Skip Mazet from the Ohio News Network after this timeout on the high school football game of the week on Kate 98.7.
Carpenter's Market in Somerset, proud supporter of all area high school football teams, invites you to stop in and stock up on all the meat, deli, and dairy items you need. They're open 7 days a week and have the best selection of local produce and local beef. While you're in the store, be sure to check out their weekly specials. You'll save real money on their discounted meat boxes. They're the ideal place to stock up for the colder weather to come. Look for Carpenter's Market on Facebook and at 103 South Columbus Street in Somerset.
This is Dr. Rhonda Steigerwald from McMillan Dental. Do you want a brighter, whiter smile? At McMillan Dental, we make it simple. Our professional teeth whitening systems are safe, fast, and deliver results. Whether you're prepping for a big event or you just want to feel more confident, we've got you covered. Schedule your whitening today at 740-344-1171 or visit us at McMillanDental.com and start smiling brighter tomorrow.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lickie Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in High School Football is presented by Beck's Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Now here's your host, Skip Mossick.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tonight in High School Football's Halftime Report. Tonight we'll talk some Western Ohio football, where Marion Locals' win streak has now grown to 69. Our resident expert on the Midwest Athletic Conference is Jim Lachey, and we'll chat with Jim next on the Ohio News Network.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At BEX, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. BEX honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, in every season.
Friday night, Under the Lights reminds us teamwork, dedication, and community start in our schools. I'm Ohio Education Association President Jeff Winson, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we are proud to sponsor tonight's game and even prouder to support our public schools. Whether it's touchdowns or textbooks, success starts with a strong foundation. From the classroom to the end zone, we believe in every student's potential because in Ohio, public education matters.
Are you tired of shops playing guessing games with your vehicle and providing mystery quotes? Yeah, so are we. This is Dan Teakin. At Kreger Tire and Service, we don't sugarcoat it. We diagnose it, fix it, and then we back it with a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Tires, of course, but we're way past tires. Brakes, AC, check engine lights, we handle the real problems. Real work, real people, real results. Kreger Tire and Service, we're no longer just tires.
Just like our local teams dominate the field, Win Waste Innovations dominates waste removal. They tackle your toughest disposal challenges with championship-level service for homes and businesses. From residential pickup to commercial solutions, they're the all-pro team you can trust. Score big with reliable local service that keeps our community clean. Visit win-waste.com or call 866-WIN-WASTE. And good luck to all our area teams this season. Go get that win.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on K98.7.
This is Tonight in High School Football on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by BEX Hybrids at BEX. They are and will remain farmers at heart. And welcome back, everyone. Halftime of your game, as we like to talk some high school football from different areas of the state each week. It seems like there's always something impressive happening in the Midwest Athletic Conference over on the western side of the state. Our local expert on the MAC is former OSU All-American Jim Lachey, who played his high school ball at St. Henry. And Jim, wanted to ask you about Marion Local, their 69-game winning streak. I can't even begin to comprehend a high school class going their entire career without losing a game. I mean, there's nothing really to compare that to, is there?
No, it has been an amazing run that Marion Local has been on. I mean, just look back, you know, since 2021, they've won four straight state championships, and now they're going for their another one here in 2025, sitting here at 5-0. Also, they've won boys track the last 2 years, so it's not just football, you know, and they've won basketball state champions. So they got a good group of athletes there, and this year it's no different for head coach Tim Goodwin, who, by the way, has a record of 328 wins, just 48 losses. He's been there for a while, but has done fantastic things. But you know, they had to find a quarterback, and they found that in Brennan Hess. He's done a great job for them to get him to 5-0. They found a wide receiver in Cal Nagel, who had four touchdowns last week's game, also plays quarterback. A lot of these guys play both ways, you know, which happens quite often in Division 4, 5, and 6. You see a lot of these guys that are on both sides of the ball. So they found a winning combination, and looks like it's continuing to go on.
Well, Jim, you mentioned Tim Goodwin. I mean, it's not like he's beating nobodies over there. I mean, that league is so strong. 9 of the 11 schools have won football state championships. I mean, that's saying something. What can you point to as to why Marion Local has been so successful for so long? I mean, that's a small school.
They've just had a great buy-in. You know, I mean, again, a lot of these guys are second and third generations. They've seen their dad play, heard stories about their dad play in high school. They've seen their brothers play. Now it's their opportunity to go out there and get it done. And, you know, all they talk about is winning. But, you know, a lot of that winning happens in the offseason. They got a great weight room. They got guys in there that go in, before school, get there early to get their workouts in. And it kind of spread to the whole school. I think that they might have a hundred and some boys in their school, but most of them are involved, in the football program. Most of them go in to work out, and you know, most of these kids are farm kids too. It's not like they're, you know, don't have work to do around the house and around the farm. But they find the extra time to buy in and get the weight room workouts in. You know, they're 70, 80 strong on that football team, and just a lot of guys want to be part of a success. And, you know, when teams are winning, everybody wants to be involved, and their whole community is kind of bought in, and it's been fun to see.
Well, Jim, last thing, we get this asked a lot. We'll never know for sure, but how do you think a team like a Marion Local would fare against a much larger D1 or D2 school? And would that, I guess, create some intrigue or maybe just take away the mystique of never knowing?
Yeah, exactly. It would be interesting to see how that would work out. I mean, I think eventually, you know, like the kid I was talking about, the wide receiver, Cal Nagel, you know, he's they got him listed at 5'7", 150, you know, which is great for a Division VI, Division VII high school football player, but might not add up and play against a Division I that has some maybe bigger athletes across the board. But I think pound for pound, they're one of the toughest teams. And the thing is, they're used to winning. You know, they've got it. They find ways to win. And, you know, whether it's on offense, defense, or special teams, they all find ways to contribute. So I think it would be interesting to see it, but you'd probably have to, you know, give that towards the Division I schools. But it would be interesting to see if they ever did that, you know, get a chance to play. Now, they'll go up and they'll play, you know, Division IV teams and Division III teams in the, you know, so-called non-conference games and you know, find a way to win those games. But I think on a 10-game schedule, they would probably, you know, it would be tough to hang for the whole season like that. But what they've been able to do in small school football has been amazing.
Jim Lachey, we know you love talking about the MAC. Thanks for hopping on tonight, okay?
You're welcome, Skip.
And we'll be back on the Ohio News Network.
Bex recognizes this week's Player with Hearts, Gordon Ayers from Otsego High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
What I really like about playing high school sports is the competition. The competition is really fierce, and it makes it way more fun. If it was too easy, I feel like there's no point. It's no fun at all. That's what really draws me into high school sports.
But Gordon's not just an athlete. He's involved in many things, like FFA.
I show a lot, and I think FFA is mainly about agriculture, future farmers of America. So it really draws me to that, and not to mention my mom's also the ag teacher, so.
And that family mindset carries over to agriculture.
It's kind of like a way of life. People live this way, like farmers, this is what they do for life. They do agriculture, like soil farming, raising, like ranching, raising animals, all that kind of stuff, welding. All, it's just a way of life. It means a lot to a lot of people.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Performance Archery is the archer's number one destination for equipment, supplies, and service. Whether you pull a traditional bow, a compound, or a crossbow, they have the selection, best prices, and experienced service you've been looking for. They carry brands like Matthews Point, Bowtech, Darton, Bear, Mission, 10 Point, and Raven. Plus, they have indoor and outdoor ranges to keep you on target. Performance Archery, 2984 Mount Vernon Road, just 2 miles north of Newark on State Route 13.
Hey, guess what? Rent-to-Own is giving you a chance to win up to $150 to use toward your first rental. Play Spin to Win on our website, bring in your coupon, and you could save up to $150. Need a bigger TV? A new sofa? Maybe new tires with free installation? We've got you covered. Hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Shop with us in-store or online at r2o.com. That's the letter R, the number 2, and the letter O.com. No purchase necessary.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
This is ONN.
All right, thanks again to Jim Lachey for joining us this evening. Enjoy the second half of your ball game. I'm Skip Mossick on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling from the Ohio News Network.
At
the Energy Cooperative, our propane members enjoy clean fuel, competitive rates, and a dependable supply all from a trusted local provider. Whether you need metered service or bulk delivery for your home, business, or farm, we've got you covered. Right now, take advantage of introductory rates as low as $1.69 per gallon. Visit myenergycoop.com/propane or call us at 740-344-2102 to learn more. The Energy Cooperative, safe, reliable, trusted, local. Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. V-E-R-S-O-V-A.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Linky Memorial Health Systems on KATE 98.7.
7-0 Johnstown leads Heath as we get ready for third quarter action. Let's pause for station identification. This is the High School Football Game of the Week on KATE 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, K98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle, third quarter a couple minutes away, here from Swain Field with the Bulldogs trailing the Johnnies 7-0. Other scores of interest, and there are some scores of interest. LCL Buckeye getting underway tonight. Licking Valley, probably the premier team in the Buckeye. They lead Licking Heights 22-0 at halftime. Mount Vernon, who really impressed you and I last week, they're taking care of Zanesville 34-0. Watkins leads Granville 21-14.
Well, we were both kind of curious about this game. We thought that Granville should probably go in there and blow them out if we thought they played to their potential. It's just what Granville team is going to show up, right, from week to week.
Right now, it's the team that lost to Washington Courthouse a little bit. Now, we all know Watkins has very good players on that ball club, offensively and defensively, and right now they have a 21-14 lead, but it was 21-7, so the Blue Aces have made it closer, but the Warriors still have the lead. Other scores in the LCL Cardinal, Utica leading Lakewood 22-0, and Newark Catholic has a 21-7 lead over Northridge. Next week on our Friday game of the week, it'll be the battle of Johnstown and Northridge, always a good rival matchup. We'll have it for you right here on KATE 98.7 with the pregame at 6:45 and the kickoff at 7 p.m. Another score of interest, OCC Buckeye, the Newark Wildcats hosting Canal Winchester. First half, the Cats lead Canal 20-7, which the 20 points doesn't surprise me offensively, but how about the defense of the Cats holding Canal to only 7?
Yeah, that defense must be playing the best game of the season so far. But I think the key in Newark, if they want to close that out, is the defense, really.
Yeah.
I mean, they cannot let Canal get going.
Well, so far, in one half of play, they've not been able to do it. Can they hold on? That would be a huge, huge win for the Cats. Trying to move to 4-2 would be a lot of computer points and a chance to move up, because it doesn't get any easier. They get Pitt Central next week, who is beating Lancaster 21-6, and then Taze Valley follows that. But Taze Valley losing to Groveport, but I don't think you or I are surprised by that, because we saw Groveport, a pretty good football team. They lead that one 17-7. All the scores coming for you on the High School Football Scoreboard Show. Mark Bruce and Lee Waller, 9-11 on our sister station, T100, coming up in just about an hour from now. Both teams back here out on the field getting ready to warm things up and get ready for third quarter action. Though it's just a one-score game, you got to feel this possession to start things off. Johnstown gets the ball. They're riding a lot of momentum after that 64-yard drive all on the ground. With just a few ticks remaining, 31 seconds, I believe, gave them the 7-0 lead. They're feeling like they're controlling this ball game right now.
Yeah, and getting the ball, start the second half. I mean, I think this will tell us a lot about how the rest of this game is going to be going. Will this be dominated by Johnstown? Will they be able to, you know, just continue to move the chains, burn the clock, you know, dominate the time of possession? Or is Heath going to be able to force the Johnny's offense off the field on third down, get the ball back, and try to be able to tie this game up?
And they've made them work. But again, they're—I think you said 5 of 7 on third down for Johnstown.
Yep, Johnstown, yeah. And I think they got at least—I think they got 3 conversions on that last drive.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. And it really kind of was capped or started with Myers' 17-yard run on that second play of that possession that got him into Heath territory, and that really just started to get them rolling. And then Sager breaking a couple of tackles. It could have been like a second and long or a third and long, but he broke a couple of big tackles, especially inside the red zone. And I think that really, again, how does Heath respond to that? Johnstown feeling pretty good. The line did a better job because they had kind of stonewalled Landon Myers at the fullback position in that first half, but then he got going, and they just pound. I don't know how to say it. They pound away until it starts to work.
Yeah, that's their game plan, right? Wear you down, keep wearing you down. If the run isn't working, they're going to force it, right? Because the first quarter, it was not working at all.
No.
They continued to do it in that second quarter. Wasn't really working until that very last possession. That's when that's the only time that they got any type of momentum rolling. So, and then, too, just possessions will be at a premium. I predict, you know, no more than 4 possessions probably for each of these teams in the second half. So, you know, being able to put points up on the board and on any of your possessions is going to be extremely important.
Get some stats there,
yes,
my friend.
So, I mean, it's the stats that I'm seeing are very, I mean, it's reflective of the scoreboard, right? You got total yards, Johnstown 107, Heath 67, right? And about 70 of those yards from Johnstown came on that last drive.
Yeah, 64 of them, yeah.
Yeah. And 96 of those yards from Johnstown are all on the ground.
That tells you a lot right there.
Yeah, just two passing attempts, but yeah, they picked up a third down with it. So
Heath gets ready to kick off this third quarter. Johnstown left to right. And the kickoff will be fielded at the 15, across the 20, up to the 30, and pretty good return, some good hard hitting, but up to about the 36, 37-yard line. So we haven't seen a lot of kicks today, but the punt and now this kickoff return, Johnstown's done a nice job with field position.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very underrated part of the game, special teams, but yeah, with your kick returns, your punt returns, it's not flashy, right, if you make it out to the 35, 36-yard line or a 10-yard punt return as, you know, a kick return touchdown, but it sets your offense up in just a much better situation because it's just those 10, 15 less yards you have to move to get into the end zone.
First and 10, Johnstown, as they come up to the line of scrimmage, led again by junior quarterback Luke Carter. He goes under center. I formation, handoff Sager on the left side. And he will get maybe a yard, yard and a half on that first down carry.
Yeah, he's doing a good job that time, limiting the yardage on first down. That's what really came back to bite him on that last possession by the Johnnies right before halftime, which led to the touchdown, is letting Johnstown get, you know, 5, 6, 7 yards on those first down carries.
Second down and 8 from the Johnny 38. And it's a keeper to Sager, who was actually in the Wildcat, and goes across the 40 to the 42-yard line. So a little bit of a change look there.
Yeah, just, I mean, mixing it up, the rushes, right? I mean, we would see the give-offs to the halfback, to the fullback, inside, outside, left, right. They're going to run it, but they're not going to, you know, just go, you know, up the gut every single time. They're going to try to switch it up. But third down, prime third down position for Heath to get off the field.
And it looks like they will be able to, and maybe got the ball that was fumbled. And let's see, waiting for an official signal. It is on the ground after a really hard hit. I guess Johnstown was able to. No, it is Heath football. And I think it was Holloway in the mix again. I mean, that was a serious smack, and the ball came loose, and Holloway gets it, and Heath in prime real estate right here at the Johnny 43.
Well, they got off the field on third down.
They sure did.
They did it in a big way. Not like, doesn't like forcing a turnover there. Yeah, they set up with great field position. The crowd's fired up. They're in this game. Now, I mean, it's up to Heath now, though. I mean, the defense did the job. Now the offense has to see if they can put some points on the board.
First turnover for the Johnnies. Each team now has turned it over once. And Heath has it at the Johnstown 43, trailing 7-0 at 10:42, third quarter. Gibson over the middle, and the pass knocked away, almost caught, almost picked off. It falls to the ground harmlessly, second down and 10.
Yeah, I like they're trying to go for the shot right off the turnover, keep the momentum rolling. But you got to be careful. You don't want to give that momentum right back. I feel like we've seen it a few times this year where team forces a turnover, try to get back in the game, and they end up turning the ball right back over, completely negates it. You know, kills all the momentum you had previously going, and you're in the same exact situation as you were before.
Second down and 10 from the Johnny 43. Gibson in the gun. Gets the snap to throw. Fires. Catch made. Getting the first down by about a yard extra for 11-yard pickup. Sunkel. He gets his third catch of the evening. First down, Heath.
Yeah, and that's been a play and a route that's worked well so far tonight for this Heath offense. This little curl route, and it's just the receivers too being aware of where the chains are at. You know, they're coming back, so even if they get pushed out of bounds or tackled right away, it's still going to be an 8-9 yard pickup.
At the 32 of Johnstown, first and 10, Dogs. Gibson waits for the snap. He gets it, and it'll be a handoff. Stevens trying to get outside to the left, and pretty good job there. He was hit at about the 31, but is able to struggle forward to around the 26 and give him five.
Yeah, and a little bit of an underrated block by J.J. Holloway right there. I mean, if you want to call it a block, he kind of just came up. You just want to make sure he didn't get called for holding, kind of saying a pick, because there was a defender coming in at a good angle, but he kind of, you know, blocked him off, which led to them picking up the extra yards on the ground.
Second and five from the 27. 9:20 remains third quarter. Johnstown 7, Heath nothing. Gibson to throw, got some pressure, rolls to his right, eludes one man. He's got room if he wants to run, which he does, and puts his head down but stays on his feet, then takes another hit. He's got to learn that baseball slide.
Yeah. Kind of hold your breath on your...
Wow.
Quarterback lowers his head or shoulder, racing for a hit or trying to gain extra yardage.
They're going to say he's a...
I think it was a first.
I thought it was a first. And it will. It will be a first down. That's a tough 5 yards for the senior quarterback, but he gets it done. And the fans appreciate the effort, but he took two serious shots. 21-yard line of the Johnnies. Heath, first and 10. Couple wideouts to the near side. Gibson will throw. Looking over the middle. Now scrambles again. This time he is not going to get away and will lose a couple of yards. Back to the 23, but I think, and he is still down. Official stop play. I didn't know if we had a flag as well.
It sounded like we had a flag. Do you see it?
I don't, but it is.
So that holding?
Holding against Johnstown. Well, that's an odd one.
Well,
is that our first infraction of the night?
That is.
So it'll mark it all the way to the 11-yard line, and hopefully Gibson's all right. But that's a big-time penalty right there on Johnstown, and Heath has it first and 10 at the Johnny's 11, trailing by 7. 8.5 remains third quarter. Gibson ready for the snap. He gets it. He will throw. Fires. Catch. Knocked away. Great defensive play right there. Checking to see who that is. I think it was Christian Campisi. That was perfect timing on the throw.
Well, I was just saying that little curl route has been doing really well for Heath tonight. Well, Johnstown's noticed, and as you saw right there, starting to recognize when that play is starting to develop. Gibson has to be careful. kind of has to read the defensive back now when he see when he's looking at his receiver in that route that the defensive back for Johnstown doesn't jump the route.
Gibson goes under center on second down, hits inside handoff to Stevens. That play worked very well in the first half. Johnstown was ready that time. So 2 yard pickup, and it is third down. They can get a first down in between the 1 and 2 yard line. You're at the 9 here. 8 minutes to go, third quarter, 7-0 Johnstown. Interesting play call right here.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't hate another run here, right? Because this is four down territory.
Yeah.
Just to make it a little bit more manageable.
From the 9, third down, Heath. Gibson, under center, thought they almost got Johnstown to move. And it will go to Holloway, and he will take it very close. He's in! Touchdown, Bulldogs! If you don't know it yet, he's my player of the game. He has done it all. He gets the fumble recovery and then takes it into the end zone, and it's 7-6, 7:43, third quarter.
Yeah, that is just a great run by Holloway. They needed it. They needed it bad. All forced by the fumble recovery by the Bulldogs on defense.
Now, do they go for two or the extra point? They're lined up to go for two. Now, Montgomery's lined up on the left side, but I think we're going to have a penalty against Heath. Or is it going to be offsides? Well, let's see. Offsides Johnstown. Now, Garrett, you go for two, don't you?
Yeah, you go for two.
See, I get nervous at the end of halves, and you don't, and now you want to... We change our thought process here. I think... It's 7-6, and yes, possessions are at a premium. I just think you go for two. You've got the momentum. And I think they are going to go for two.
Yeah, after the penalty. I mean, it's not a bad call to go for two here off the penalty.
If they can convert, let's see what happens. Under center, it's Gibson. They'll look to keep it on the quarterback. Push. He got in. That was hard earned. Gibson... Hold the phone.
There's a flag.
There is a flag. What's this one going to be?
Well, it was a very clean first half.
And you jinxed us.
Yeah.
Sideline warning? Against Heath, so...
It's fine.
It should be good. It should be 8-7. So what's... Let's see what the holdup is here. But it usually is a warning on the first go-around, but it... Nope.
Well, maybe... are there different rules if it's on the conversion?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Well, I guess there is different rules, right? I mean, that's something, right? I mean, to figure out.
Always something every week. So now the extra point, the typical extra point, and Johnstown goes offsides again. Holy cow. Well, you go back.
I mean.
Oh, I think he's going to decline this. I think Coach Ward... Doesn't
enough,
want to take the chance.
Enough's enough. Let's just move on now.
Or is he changing his mind? They're having quite the conversation. So they're going to move it up, but I think still attempt the extra point. So, yeah, they'll take the penalty, move it back to the two, and still try the traditional extra point.
Fake extra point?
Well, if that's the case, I would just... Now they're moving them back another notch. Yeah, it was too smooth in the first half. Way too smooth. All right, they're still going to kick the extra point. Montgomery's ready. Here's the snap. Kick on the way. On the way. It is good. 7:43. We are tied at 7 on the high school football game of the week on Tate 98.7.
Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling, your local Premier Armstrong dealer. We're family-owned, and for over 10 years, we've been proudly serving Licking County and the surrounding area. Need a new system? We offer free consultations for equipment replacement. Have an older unit? We service all makes and models to keep you comfortable year-round. And with energy prices going up, now's the perfect time to make sure your system's running at peak efficiency so you can save on those electric bills. Elliott Heating and Cooling, keeping you comfortable and your costs low in every season. Visit our website today, ElliottHeating.com.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Lincoln County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike's Roofing.net.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on K98.7.
Swain Field is alive as the homecoming crowd getting excited as the Bulldogs take advantage of a fumble by Johnstown, tie this thing up on a 9-yard touchdown run by J.J. Holloway, who got the fumble. And we are deadlocked, 7-7, third quarter, 7.5 to play, and a good one kicking off the LCL Cardinals. So how does Johnstown respond? They had been in control of this, but now they see their 7-point lead at halftime back to square one. They will start their second drive of this third quarter at their 28-yard line, first and 10 there. Carter goes under center. And, wow, flag number four. And it's against Johnstown. Are they a little rattled?
What's that?
Are they a little rattled?
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, if you look at the penalties, it looks like it.
5-yard march off to the 23. First and 15 there. And again, a running team, you don't want to start behind the sticks.
Right.
Now, granted, they've got the home run hitters in Myers and Ryan Sager to get it done. Carter gets everybody set on first and 15, and here's the handoff. Sager, nowhere to go. Low momentum, definitely on the Bulldogs side right now. No gain, second and 15.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's... Look, that penalty obviously hurts you right here if you're Johnstown, too. Backing you up 5 extra yards. Then you don't pick up anything there on first down. You're going to have to throw it here, or you're on second and third down.
They bring out trips to the far side on this second and 15. Carter will roll that way in trouble. And guess who tackles him? None other than J.J. Holloway. And then we've got flags late. And I think this might be a personal foul against Johnstown. J.J. Holloway just having the game of his life. And let's see what this... There was linemen getting together, but as I looked, the Johnstown guy was on top of the Heath guy. Here comes the flag. Personal foul. Johnstown. Yes, they're rattled. Because that's dead ball.
Yeah.
That puts you third, and my favorite line, a little bit more than a country mile. But, I mean, I know I'm gushing at this point, but J.J. is just getting it done, my friend.
He is. He's, I mean, even too, when he isn't, you know, maybe tackling somebody or, you know, has the ball in his hands on that previous drive, just the blocking too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
just,
that's
he's
right.
Doing the little stuff too. He's doing the big and little stuff tonight.
So ball's back to just inside the 11. They have to get to the 28. So I think if my math's right, that's third and 27. That's a lot. Whatever it is.
It's a lot.
And here's the inside handoff. And the Bulldog defense has come alive in this third quarter. No gain. Johnstown will be punting from their end zone. Three and out with a couple of huge penalties. And Heath has a golden opportunity here with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, tied at 7.
Yeah, I feel like ever since, I mean, really, that's coming out of the locker room, Heath has been a different team.
So here is the punt, no pressure. Pretty good kick. It'll be fielded at the 40 and a fair catch called by Stevens. And Heath will have it at Johnstown's 41-yard line with 5:45 remaining in this third quarter, tied at 7.
Yeah, still really good field position for the Bulldogs. Yeah. And, I mean, you just got to keep your foot on the gas if you're Heath. Obviously, Johnstown is rattled. They're in a bit of a funk right now after turning that ball over. And, I mean, yeah, defensively, they haven't had a response for this Heath offense so far, at least through one possession, but late flag.
5 yard penalty.
Well, that's. I guess it's just a field position.
I guess.
It doesn't make it first and 15. It's just 5 yards back from where he caught it.
Still in Johnstown territory. Gibson in the gun. Will go back to throw. And passes it out. And a good pickup for about, I think, 11 yards and a first down.
Yeah, another solid pickup. Heath is rolling.
11, yeah. And just like last week, Gibson, different quarterback in the second half, Garrett.
Yeah.
Throwing with a lot more confidence. At the 35-yard line, first and 10, Heath. Bulldogs and Johnny's tied at 7. 5.5, third quarter. Heath on the move. Gibson. Stevens comes in motion. Fake handoff. He's looking deep. No one there. Scrambles out a little bit. Looking, firing, and going for Joe Ward. Incomplete. Dangerous pass, but it does fall incomplete. Second and 10. Good coverage there for Johnstown. Stephon Grady right with Ward step for step.
Yeah, that play, Gibson probably just, you know, tuck it, run, pick up, you know, 2-3 yards there. But, yeah, he's looking, keeping his eyes downfield. That's what you want out of your quarterback.
Second and 10 for Heath at the Johnstown 35-yard line. 7-7. Hope you're enjoying this one here on Kate 98.7. Gibson. And it will be an inside handoff and a good pickup by Stevens. He will get about 7 yards to the 28, and it'll bring up 3rd and 3.
Yeah, good job there on second down. Get some of those yards back. So it's probably no doubt 4-down territory here.
Well, an interesting play call right here.
That's what I was thinking. You could take the shot here, but you do put yourself in a situation on 4th down. Or, honestly, right now, I know I'm usually one for taking shots, but I would probably just look to pick up the 1st down here.
3rd down and 3. At the Johnstown 28, Gibson, handoff, Stevens trying to get to the outside. He is going to be shy of the 1st down by about a yard. Johnstown has shown good speed on the outside on that run. Yeah, it's 4th and 1, going for it here. Huge play at 4:21. I like going up the middle.
I mean, do they just go back to quarterback sneak? I mean, that's what they did on their previous 4th down conversion.
And while it's 4th and 1, that is a long 1 yard.
Yeah.
That's closer to probably 2. Full house backfield, Gibson under center. And Garrett Wandle, Johnstown goes offside again. Automatic 1st down, Heath.
6th penalty. In just the 3rd quarter.
Wow. Did not see that at halftime. Did not see that coming at all.
No. I mean, yeah, both these teams, no penalties at the half.
1st and 10, Heath at the 21. I could see you going for the shot here. But they're going full house backfield, so once again, they don't listen to me. It's a pitch.
Ooh.
And Stevens breaks one tackle, gets to the 25, and a great shoestring tackle by Grady once again, because if he doesn't get it, it might be a house call for Stevens.
Yeah, I mean, that. Fortunate that wasn't a bigger loss there, though, for Heath.
It ends up being a 2-yard loss.
Yeah, it could have probably been more of a 5-6-yard loss, but able to break one tackle, minimize the damage there, but still just not the. not what you want to happen there on first down if you're the Bulldogs.
Second and 12. Tell you what, Grady's made some nice plays on defense in the second half for the Johnnies. Gibson. Hand off Holloway, stiff arm, trying to get to the outside, breaks a tackle, 20, 15, 10, 5, first and goal. I have nothing else to say about the kid. I'll let you take it.
Yeah, I mean, breaks two tackles there, used a stiff arm to get some extra separation. Looked like, too, that play had a chance of going for a loss or just there at the line of scrimmage, but yeah, just able to break the shoestring tackles, and once again sets up the Bulldogs first and goal.
At the three-yard line, first and goal, Heath, under three to play third quarter. Bulldogs trying to get their first lead of this contest. Gibson under center. Handoff, Holloway, touchdown, Bulldogs. He can do no wrong. Heath takes the lead, 13-7 at 2:39, third quarter. A complete reversal of how this game was at the break. Now they'll again line up everybody on the left side, pretend like they're going for two. We'll see if they follow through with it. This is where we had all the chaos last time. And now they will set up for the extra point. Heath shut out in the first half, now 14 unanswered in quarter number three, if he makes the extra point. I know you were worried. He nails it. He nails it. Well, this has been quite the contest.
Yeah, I mean, Heath, I feel like that forced fumble sparked something.
Big time.
Right? I
Big
mean, ever time. Since that moment, that was a turning point in this game, no doubt. Ever since that moment, yeah, it's been 14-0 Heath. And now, if you're Johnstown, I mean, look, you got 6 penalties in just this quarter. You've just been shooting yourselves in the foot really more than anything. I think they just need to try to, you know, weather the storm here. Go back to playing their game.
Plenty of football.
Play clean football, right?
Still a one-score game. But that last possession, you had a false start to start it, first and 15, then you had no gain, and you had the personal foul. That's just not Johnstown football. Not at all. Montgomery ready to kick it off at the 40-yard line. This place is rocking. Here's the kick, and they're going to do a little end-over-end kick that gets fumbled at the 20-yard line. Still on the ground, now picked it up, and breaking a couple of tackles, and across the 25 to the 30, still good position. That's Cole Carey. He could have been hit at about the 20, so I think that's what Heath was trying to do, but still Johnstown is able to return it and has good field position.
Well, yeah, avoiding disaster there. I mean, he bobbled it. I think bobbled it again, right? He was trying to hurt him pick it up. Finally took his time. By the time he did gather it, Heath was there, and he just kind of slithered his way out of there. Still got the Giants set up a very good field position.
Back at their 35, they've kind of been in this range all game of starting possessions. They come in with the play call here on first and 10 at the 35. Carter will go under center with I formation. It's Myers and Sager, as it's been all night. And I think we're going to have another penalty against Johnstown. And it is false start, 5-yard penalty, first and 15 at the 30.
Well, they're not going to survive doing this, right? I mean, it's apparent, and it's, I mean, these false starts, I don't want to say are killing their drives, but we'll see how this, you know, set of downs goes out. I mean, you're already losing first down before even snapping the ball.
At the 30 now, it's first and 15, just like their last possession. Carter under center. Hand off Myers, breaks two tackles. He's just a tough, hard runner, and that's a hard 4 yards. And he's okay with that when it's first and 15. They'll give up 4 or 5 yards. It's
right.
No harm.
Well, that's the issue, right, for Johnstown.
Yeah.
So second and 5, second and 10. But that's what you want to try to get back to is, you know, Myers had a very impressive drive on their touchdown drive up for halftime. Getting your runners, getting your offensive line some momentum, some rhythm, and, you know, try to get some, build their confidence back up.
And here's an option to Sager, and he breaks two tackles and was close to hitting pay dirt. He gets it all the way up to Heath 49-yard line. Big pickup there, first and 10, Johnstown. Well, they're not going to change who they are.
No, right. I mean, unless... No, I don't think they ever will, really. I mean, they got to be down big, right? But that was, once again, I mean, the opportunity is there, I think, for Heath to stop that at the line, a scrimmage, but just the elusiveness that time by the back for Johnstown.
First and 10 at Heath's 49 for the Johnnies. Myers up the middle. Big hole. He's up to the 40 and down to Heath's 39. No, they're going to say the 40, so he'll be a yard shy. But, boy, he gets those legs churning. He is tough to bring down.
Yeah, it's like a semi going up the middle, right?
Yep.
So, right, the semi starts out slow, but once it picks up speed, you can't bring it down, right? So, right, Heath... Bring down Myers. You try to hit him after just a 1 yard, 2 yard pickup.
Second and one. Sager hit behind the line, but I think is able to squeeze forward enough for the first down. We'll see where they mark it, though. Not a great spot. Let's see. No, I think a little bit short. So it'll be third and one inside the Heath 40. Johnstown does not have to run a play for the remainder of this quarter. We'll see what they decide to do as we're down to 14 seconds.
Yeah, I'd you could probably draw them off sides here.
They may try. Down to 6 seconds. Nope, they're going to run a play. And Sager gets the first down with a 3 yard pickup. That's the way the third quarter will come to an end. Should be an exciting fourth quarter. Heath up 14-7 on the high school football game of the week on K98.7.
Husqvarna's riding lawnmowers are designed from the turf up to deliver cutting-edge performance and versatility for any sized property. Powerful, durable, and easy to operate, Husqvarna riding lawnmowers feature air induction technology cutting decks for superior cutting and pedal-operated transmissions for maximum operator control. And Husqvarna riding lawnmowers can be equipped with a wide variety of attachments to help you maintain your property any time of the year. Check out the versatility of Husqvarna riding mowers at Wright Brothers Power in Newark.
This is Chris from KSEP's Auto Body. There's a common misperception in the world that a dealership may be the best place to have your car fixed. And I understand why people might think that. You see the logo, and you assume that they're certified or they've had the training. There is vehicle-specific training that we take. There's vehicle-specific tools that we've purchased. But if your vehicle comes into KSEP's, we're going to have somebody that's been trained on that particular make, and more than likely that particular model, to get your car safely and efficiently put back on the road. K-SEPS.com.
KSEP's, quality you can trust.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
We start the fourth quarter at Swank Field. Heath leads Johnstown 14-7, scoring both touchdowns in the third quarter after trailing the Johnnies 7-0. But Johnstown is on the move. They are at Heath's 37-yard line to start this fourth quarter. First and 10 there after the 3-yard pickup on third and one by Sager. Carter looks to keep it on the option. Pretty good run there. He will get down to about the 31-yard line. Little tangle up at the end, but I think that was no harm, no foul.
Yeah. I think this final quarter... For Johnstown, they got to minimize the penalties. 7 penalties in just one quarter. I mean, it's what I think really helped. I mean, Heath has played well, but has also benefited from 7 of those Johnstown penalties.
Second and 5 at the Heath 32. Carter, handoff. Sager, shy of the first down, will get to the 30. And back to that typical 3rd and 3 for the Johnnies.
Yeah, exactly where they want to be at. And usually when they're in this range, they pick it up. So far tonight, Johnstown 6-for-10 on third down conversions. And likely will go for it, too, if they don't pick this up.
Granville and Watkins tied at 21. Newark's lead is down to 3 against Canal, 20-17. Handoff Sager, not this time. No, second effort. Ball on the ground. And the Bulldogs have it, I believe. Second effort led to a potential strip. They're trying to sort it out. Cam Stevens says it's Heath ball. They come up with it. And it is Bulldog football. Wow. Let's see who came up with that. That would be Tim. Tim Beach came up with the fumble recovery. A Johnstown player is still down. Let's take a break. 10:43. Heath up 14-7 on the high school football game of the week on Kate 98.7.
Score big on Football Friday Night at Widener's Corner Grill and Pub. Located at the intersection of Routes 37 and 256, just 8 miles south of I-70. Best breakfast around 6 a.m. daily. Fuel up with our delicious pizza, wings, and the famous Andy the Bear Burger. Enjoy daily and nightly specials before or after the game. Heading to Buckeye Lake? Swing by our drive-thru for bait, beverages, and more. Join us at Widener's Corner for a winning night.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Lincoln County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process.
And here's the handoff. Holloway. This time stopped at the line of scrimmage, no gain. Let's pause for station identification. This is the high school football game of the week on Kate 98.7.
This is the high school football game of the week on WCLT, W254 CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle, 2nd and 9 for Heath. At the Johnstown 26-yard line, leading 14-7 with 2 minutes, 50 seconds to play in this fourth quarter. Johnstown led 7-0 at halftime. The Bulldogs with 2 touchdowns in the third quarter. Now trying to hold on, and before that, there's going to be a false start against Heath. So they had been pretty clean most of the game, but now 2 penalties on this drive alone, and you have a 2nd and 14. All the way back to the 31 now.
Well, yeah, that's... Johnstown needed that bad. They really did need that. They got a... I mean, you can't give up another first down here. Right.
No.
If you give up another first down, I mean, your best case scenario, your offense is getting the ball back with no timeouts and under 2 minutes. Closer to 1 minute than 2 minutes. So, I'd say right now, right, get a stop here on second down. Heath will probably run it. Johnstown's going to have to start using their timeouts, right? You want to give your offense as much time to work with as possible, right? With 2:42 remaining, remember, 2 throws in the entire game, and they all came in the first half. That's going to probably change if Johnstown gets the ball back, but first they got to stop.
2nd and 14. Here's Holloway. Ball on the ground. Johnstown's got it. Oh, goodness. He has played his heart out all night, and he got hit by a couple of Johnnies, and Johnstown has life up. Now with the football, they will have it at their 26-yard line, 2:36 to go, fourth quarter. They've got both timeouts, and they have an opportunity here, big-time opportunity.
Well, the last two games have been 1 point. I mean, I have a feeling if Johnstown scores, they might go for two.
Oh, I think they will.
I think they will.
Here's the handoff to Sager, trying to make something happen. Breaks 2 or 3 tackles and gets up to the 35. So they may still run the ball a bit here, just a little bit more up-tempo in doing that.
That's what I think. I think they're going to run it. They're just going to, have to hurry up to the line. They still got 2 timeouts, a little over 2 minutes to play.
Here's Sager. He will get the first down, and he will get up to the 40-yard line. Almost wonder if Coach Ward would call a timeout just to settle his team down. Here comes more flags. Let's see who this is on. It's another personal foul on one of them.
Well, this is going to be big.
Huge.
I mean, this is 15 yards.
So it's either going to put Johnstown into Heath territory or mark him back to the 25. Or maybe it's offsetting. We'll see. I think it's I better wait. Dead ball. Personal foul. Johnstown. Goodness. So that's penalty 8 or 9?
9.
And how many personal fouls? At least 3. At least. And
yeah,
that makes it first down. I mean, that's a dead ball, so it's first down and 25.
You know, I think it would just be.
Are they going to say first and 10 at the
34? It's still big for field position.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? 15 yards you just picked up.
And the clock's moving. Inside handoff. Myers, couple of yards, but that's just going to keep that clock moving under 2 minutes.
You're going to have to probably think about, you know, throwing some throws in there to at least stop the clock.
Yeah.
I mean.
Minute 45, second and 8 from the 25. Carter to throw, fires, catch made, and enough for a first down up to the 41. Third throw of the night, second completion by Carter. A minute 40. They're at the Johnstown 41, first and 10 there.
Yeah, they needed it. That was a good play. That picked up basically those penalty yards back.
Carter to throw again. He's got pressure, eludes one man, in trouble, and falls down at the 39. Might need to call a timeout
here.
Yeah,
I'd say timeout right now. After a sack or a negative play, got timeout. Regroup, but it doesn't look like they are.
No, and the clock's running, 1:15.
Yeah, it's going to be a throw probably.
Second and 12 from the 41. Carter gets away from one man. He's got a man wide open, but he overthrows his tight end. He had nobody there. If that's on the money, that's 6 points. Clock does stop now at a minute 8.
Yeah, I mean, that probably would have been, I mean, if not 6, that would have been, you know, inside the red zone probably. But, yeah.
Third and 12 from the 39. 68 seconds to go. Heath up 14-7. Johnstown with the ball at their 39. Carter, he's got pressure. He eludes a man, still on his feet. Now he wants to throw it deep. He's got a man open, knocked away. Myers coming out of the backfield, had a moment, but Heath is able to defend it. Ball game right here, 4th and 12, 1 minute exactly remaining. 4th and 12, Johnstown at the 39. You having fun?
This is definitely a game for sure.
Do the Bulldogs bring pressure? Because Carter's done a wonderful job eluding guys.
I think if you're Johnstown, timeout. They're going to call timeout here. Make sure you get the right play in, you know.
Down to 3 on the play clock. And Carter gets it off. Nope,
it's
they're going to stop
start.
Play. Yes. That just seemed like
You needed to call a timeout right there. Right. The crowd was last it was all night. You had to hurry up. There's only 5 seconds on the play clock. Everyone was lined up. I mean, what are the 2 timeouts for? Right? You turn it over. You don't have enough time to get the ball back.
No.
I mean, after it's all said and done, you get the ball back 10 seconds. I mean, you got to call a timeout. Make sure you get the right play call in right there. So, well, now the fourth down just becomes even harder now.
Fourth and 17 from the Johnny's 34-yard line, trailing 14-7. Carter, he will throw. A lot of pressure. Fires over the middle. Incomplete. And the homecoming fans are jubilant here at Swank Field. This team has battled and battled. They've had a tough non-conference schedule. In fact, coming in tonight, the record of their 4 opponents, 26-4. And Johnstown, the defending league champs, coming in off a huge win over Watkins. The Bulldogs were down 7-0 at halftime, and they are 56 seconds away from a huge, huge victory here at Swank Field.
Yeah, I mean, just a great game. I mean, both these teams fighting back and forth. But, I mean, this one, I mean, it's pretty much done. Heath has this unless, you know, you never know, right? You get fumble, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Arkansas-Memphis game last week, right? And, I mean, technically, if you, you know, go 3 and out, 9, 8, 7 seconds left if you have to punt it. But, really...
I think if they run one play and then go to victory formation, that should do it.
I think you just maybe back up, take a few extra seconds off the clock when you need, take a knee. But great defensive stand there by the Bulldogs, and penalties really big in the second half.
Kneel down by Gibson. Johnstown will call a timeout. They've got one left at 53.3 seconds.
And going back to that last Johnstown drive, that personal foul, I feel like Johnstown had some momentum going. They were running the ball, right? They still had time to run the ball at that point. They were running the ball. They're at around, the 40, 45-yard line. Then the personal foul backs them up 15 yards. It completely, I felt like, derailed their momentum. They had to switch what they were doing. They had to start passing the football. And that was really the story of the second half. It was the penalties derailing Johnstown's momentum and just really just shooting themselves in the foot.
It really was two different teams. And it just seemed like that fumble on that third down flipped the switch and just seemed to really mentally take Johnstown out of the game, because after that possession, that's when the penalties really started coming into play. And again, the personal fouls. Yeah, I hate to repeat exactly what you just said, but it's just, that's not Johnstown. It's just not.
No.
Second and 12. Gibson, and he will take a little bit more time here. This is smart. Yep, he's running around and finally goes down.
Well, it might be an extra personal foul.
That was close. Timeout, Johnstown, 49 seconds.
Well, now the frustration's going to come for Johnstown. So you got to be careful, especially if you're Bayless, right? I mean, you see at the end of these, rivalry, close games, sometimes can teams... players let loose their emotions.
Johnstown, no timeouts left now. It'll be third down. And yeah, you're right. They may, let's just say they take 4 seconds, 5 seconds off. Maybe 10 seconds, 12 seconds.
Here's what you do, right? They know no timeouts. Right now, take another knee, right? May take 2 or 3 seconds. Fourth down, all you gotta do, I just give it to Bayless. So you give it, snap it to Bayless, he drops back.
Wait,
for
to two who?
Seconds.
Do you know
who?
I know you liked him. I know you liked him. No, I get it. If he was here, I would definitely give him the ball. I definitely would give him the ball. Yeah. All right, it's third down, 21 from the 45. Gibson trying to get Johnstown to jump, which is also a smart play. And they may use a timeout here where they've got one left. Yep, Coach Ward's going to do it. So the mind games continue all the way here to the bitter end. So both teams now out of timeouts. 14-7, Heath leads it. 49 seconds exactly remaining. It's third and 21. That's insignificant at this point for Heath.
Yep.
At the 45-yard line. And they will try to take a knee, take a little bit more time. But you will have a decision to make. And sometimes coaches say, go for it, run clock, let's not try to punt. Because Heath did have a punt blocked last week. Johnstown's gotten close a couple of times here.
Right, what I was trying to say was just have Gibson get it, right?
Yes.
May drop back for a few seconds and just, throw it as high as he can, right? High arcing throw just to burn the clock out, right? Because it'll probably only be, 6, 7 seconds maybe. We'll see how long this kneel down takes.
They line up. 45-yard line. Gibson stays on his feet. He will go down at the 48. A little pushing and shoving, nothing bad. Clock has
about six.
Yep, late clock has started. So I think you're right. If he launches that, there's about a, 7 second differential?
Yeah, maybe like
6.5,
I'd say.
Oh, okay. Now you're getting analytical on me. I see.
I don't think it's quite, it's 6 point something, But yeah, still same. 7 seconds about, so.
Down to 12, and they're just going to come to the sideline. They're going to take the delay of game penalty. which will put the clock as it stops right now. That 5.7, that might have been a little slow trigger. We'll see if the refs put any time back on that. Because I think you were going to be dead on at 6.5. I got to be honest with you. Let's see. They're going to keep it at 5.7. Ball is at now Heath's 43-yard line. So, of course, you could just run a play, just a running play, too.
Well, you run the risk, though. Of
you do. You do.
Going too
There's
short,
risk
right?
everywhere here, I think.
Yeah,
you know.
I think.
All right, so Gibson comes out in the gun, so they may do what Garrett said here and just throw it up. He's going to do a quick kick. Ball bounces down. It will be fielded at the 20. This is the final play of the game. J.J. Holloway down there to try to tackle. Here comes Johnstown.
Oh, my God.
And he's got some running room at the 40, 45. He's going to do a lateral, and it is still picked up by Johnstown. They're at their 40, and it's going backwards. They're at the 30. Knocked down, ball game. I was almost out of breath. That was a crazy, crazy ending. Johnstown was not going to give up, and they made a couple of plays. They got, I think, as far as midfield.
It looked like he had an angle there for a little bit.
But the play finally ends at the 27-yard line. What a ball game. Heath gets the victory, 14-7 over Johnstown to start LCL play. It was a good one. We'll come back and talk about it after this timeout on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Cheering on your team takes a lot of energy. So when you need to fuel up, either before the game or because you left it all on the field, Bummies on Main is a special place. Licking County's favorite local spot is right around the corner from White Field. It's your home for handcrafted burgers, fresh cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. Eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Oh, you'll be back. Follow Bummies on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main. Come hungry, leave happy.
This is Chris from KSF's Auto Body. There's a common misperception in the world that a dealership may be the best place to have your car fixed. And I understand why people might think that. You see the logo, and you assume that they're certified or they've had the training. There is vehicle-specific training that we take. There's vehicle-specific tools that we've purchased. But if your vehicle comes into KSF's, we're going to have somebody that's been trained on that particular make, and more than likely that particular model, to get your car safely and efficiently put back on the road. K-SEPS.com.
KSF's, quality you can trust.
Football, flannels, and falling prices. Been waiting to upgrade your garage door? Get the deal of the year with Central Ohio Garage Door and the Clopay Fall Rebate Event for unbeatable savings now through October 31st. Up to $1,000 rebates on qualifying Clopay purchases. These are major discounts for a limited time only. Invest in your home's value and curb appeal. Call Central Ohio Garage Door, 20 Anthony Drive, Newark, off Mount Vernon Road, and online at ohiogaragedoor.com.
This is Chris from KSF's Auto Body. There's a common misperception in the world that a dealership may be the best place to have your car fixed. And I understand why people might think that. You see the logo, and you assume that they're certified or they've had the training. There is vehicle-specific training that we take. There's vehicle-specific tools that we've purchased. But if your vehicle comes into KSF's, we're going to have somebody that's been trained on that particular make, and more than likely that particular model, to get your car safely and efficiently put back on the road. K-SEPS.com.
KSF's, quality you can trust.
Dutch's Convenience Stores, your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards and save 10 cents per gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or learn more, visit any Dutch's location or mydutch's.com. Dutch's, your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. V-E-R-S-O-V-A.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on KATE 98.7.
Well, you can hear the victory bell in the background. A happy homecoming at Heath High School as the Bulldogs rally, trailing 7-0 at halftime. They come back and upset the Johnstown Johnnies 14-7 to start LCL Cardinal play. It was a tremendous football game. Johnstown was able to score right before halftime on a 64-yard drive. They led 7-0. They got the ball to start the second half, and we kept saying, huge possession, what will happen? Don't know that we thought a turnover was going to take place, but it did. J.J. Holloway recovered it at Johnstown's 43-yard line. The Bulldogs go down and score and tie it, and Johnstown then offensively the rest of the half could not get themselves in sync. Heath then is able to score another touchdown. J.J. Holloway with a 9-yard touchdown run. They lead at 14-7. They get another fumble recovery in their side of the field. Johnstown one more shot after J.J. fumbled, and they were able to recover at the 27-yard line, but they had a 4th-and-1 after a personal foul that set them back. 4th-and-1 at their 20. They decided to punt. Heath was able to get the ball. Moved it down a little bit, but still, Johnstown, one more chance. A 4th-down pass went incomplete, and the Bulldogs, they get a victory they so desperately needed. But now they're in the driver's seat for the Cardinal.
Yeah. The adjustments made at halftime and the way this team came out for Heath, I mean, they played outstanding here in the second half, right? They forced that fumble. They really forced that second fumble, too, I thought.
Yeah.
Was really big because it looked like the Giants were looking to score on that drive as well. But, forcing the fumble, took the points off the board for the Johnnies. But in Johnstown, I mean, they really had some issues with penalties in the second half. 10 penalties in the second half, 7 in the third quarter, which is when the majority of the damage was done. And, 5 for 7 in the first half on third downs, right?
Right.
They ended up going 6 for 13. So, 1 for 6 in the second half, right? So, I think that kind of, tells the story of the game. Johnstown, how they were able to move the ball in the first half, get in those short yardage situations on third down. They weren't able to do that in the second half, right? They were outside their comfort zone, and especially on that last possession, right? When Johnstown has to throw the football, they're outside their comfort zone. They're not comfortable, and Heath did a good job defending against that, and not letting really Johnstown get any momentum going in the second half. And two, when the penalties happened, punishing Johnstown for those penalties, right? They weren't letting, them get away with those penalties, still picking up yards and first downs. No, when they committed a penalty, Heath was there to capitalize on it, whether it be forcing a punt or, getting a first down.
And I asked you early in that third quarter if they were rattled. And personal fouls tell me they were rattled and frustrated because Heath was matching their physicality, not letting them get the big run. They were a couple that Myers had, but none really in that second half. And I think the frustration just kind of spilled over a little bit. And they're going to go back and look at the film saying, we had this game.
Yeah.
We had it.
I mean, they had several opportunities. I mean, personal fouls came back to bite them a lot, and just penalties in general. They had a 4th-and-1 here, I think, when it was 7-7 in the third quarter. They jumped off sides. I mean, those haunt you, right? Because you don't even know what would have happened on 4th down,
no.
Right? You can't even live with, they got it. They're better than us on that down for that 1 yard. No, we just jumped off sides. And then, too, I mean, that personal foul on that last drive, I felt like really just derailed what they had going for them. It didn't necessarily, all it did was back them up 15 yards of field position, but with under 2 minutes to play, and two, with how difficult it is for Johnstown to move the football, right? It's just in short intervals by running the football. I think it just kind of killed what they had going.
Bulldogs victorious over the Johnnies, 14-7. We'll wrap it up after our final timeout. As you've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on KATE 98.7.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Lincoln County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
This is Chris from KSF's Auto Body. There's a common misperception in the world that a dealership may be the best place to have your car fixed. And I understand why people might think that. You see the logo, and you assume that they're certified or they've had the training. There is vehicle-specific training that we take. There's vehicle-specific tools that we've purchased. But if your vehicle comes into KSF's, we're going to have somebody that's been trained on that particular make, and more than likely that particular model, to get your car safely and efficiently put back on the road. K-SEPS.com.
KSF's, quality you can trust.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on KATE 98.7.
Our next Monday Lincoln County Locker Room Show will be featuring the Utica Redskins talking football and volleyball. Careful over there, causing problems. Redskins getting a victory tonight over Lakewood, so we'll talk that with Charlie Rally and also volleyball as well, as their team is having a great season. Ship Brothers is where we'll be at Monday night at 6:30. You can join us in person or listen right here on KATE 98.7. And our next Friday night game of the week, we'll have these same Johnstown Johnnies. Be interesting to see how they get back to what they want to do. It shouldn't be too hard for them because they've got their arch rival, Northridge, coming over to Frank Chambers Stadium. That should be a great battle with the Vikings and the Johnnies. Pregame 6:45 Friday, kickoff 7 p.m. Thanks to Steve back at the studio. Great job. For Garrett Wandle, this is Brian Mays. Thanks so much for listening. Again, your final score, Heath 14, Johnstown 7. Have a great rest of your Friday and weekend, everyone. You've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on KATE 98.7.
This has been High School Football on KATE 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center, Trillium Farms, Mike's Roofing, and Wind Waste Innovations.